Solutions for all your catering needs. Maggie O'Brien's on South Lindbergh in Sunset Hills and downtown at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Matt Carpenter for my friends at Schnucks. I want to tell you about the surprises they have in store. Schnucks has completely reformulated the taste and quality of hundreds of Schnucks brand items throughout the store. Ice cream, soda, chips, snacks, all of it designed to meet or beat the national brands on taste and quality. Plus, you can save a few bucks while you're at it. It's not generic brand, it's not private label, it's not store brand, it's Schnucks brand. So check out all the surprises in store at Schnucks. Just spot the red Schnucks dot and you'll know it's good.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
The following program is unrehearsed and unplanned.
Can you hear?
And you'll be able to tell that
and
once
that
you hear
happy
it.
Tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny.
I love this opening theme. I remember when I recorded it. No, wait. That's Willie Nelson. Sorry.
There are many
times I think
this is you.
Well, sometimes I confuse myself with Willie Nelson. And there are a lot of listeners who do think this is me.
And if you find yourself with some young sexy thing, you're gonna have to do her with your ding-a-ling.
It's dirty. I don't like it. I don't care for that dirty stuff.
That was the FCC song.
That was.
It's a great song.
So Dan, this is not me singing? This is not me?
No.
Well, it sure sounds like me.
As far as I know, it's not. I think it's Willie Nelson.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Halloween. I mean, what a cold one. Whew, this kid's going to freeze to death. And see, when you put a coat over a costume, it ruins the costume.
It does.
You can't see it. And that's actually a kind of a problem tonight. Because, you know, a lot of people put a lot into this costume thing. Let me welcome everybody, and then we'll talk about Halloween. Here's the other thing we're going to do. We do this every year, too, and I like it. We will gladly accept your Halloween jokes, you know, jokes appropriate for kids to tell. Because some are funny. I don't care how old you are. So we will take those jokes throughout the show. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Welcome aboard on this, the 31st of October, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Got it wrong.
Okay, you know what? I wrote it down wrong. I wrote down, like an idiot, I wrote down 31st of October. Hang on, let me rewrite. It's the 3rd.
Missed it by a
third
day.
3rd of June.
Yeah.
Halloween, what a weird, it's not even a holiday, is it? Would you consider it a holiday?
No, tomorrow actually I think is All Saints Day.
Well, way back in the day, Halloween or All Hallows Eve was, like, you know, the pagans used to celebrate it and stuff like that, but...
Why do you talk with that accent, that British accent?
I was kicked in the throat by a mule when I was a kid on my dad's farm out in...
Okay, I always wondered.
And Waterloo.
Was that a first date, or had you guys been seeing each other for a while?
Oh, my.
Had to take it too far.
A lot of some of the communities right now are changing for the kids to go out to, like, tomorrow night and some on Saturday night.
See, that's wrong. No, that's wrong. It's tonight's Halloween. I don't care what's raining or cold. Tonight's the night. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
And I think it's wrong to change it.
What I have actually seen on over social media is old folks' homes and retirement communities that are saying, like, you know, we've got plenty of candy. They've got plenty of places.
And I think that is a great idea, because old people in those retirement homes, they love any company, any kind of entertainment. And I think that I'm glad you mentioned that. If you know of a retirement home that is eagerly awaiting and welcomes kids, yeah, go by and let those people get a chance to see the kids' costumes, because a lot of those people can't get out and
exactly.
don't get out. I'm sure they miss out. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, I mean, it makes sense that it would be inside, nice and warm, and you got all these just bunch of kids running around having fun. You got the old folks there that are just enjoying it. Why not?
Well, there's a petition going around, too, say, for it to become the last Saturday of October.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that. That's okay. Yeah. Instead of a weeknight, I'm okay with that. So, you know, there's a great article I read this morning that said that for years now, there have been these stories about razor blades in the chocolate and people that put pins. That actually never happened. That was fake news years and years ago, and there's been no real evidence of any kid ever being hurt with some crap that was buried in the candy. It's not a problem. What's a problem, a real problem, and is becoming more so every year, is parents who are accompanying the kids, and they're distracted because they're staring at their phones and they don't see the kid dart in front of a car.
Right.
They say that's an actual issue now, and I believe that. It makes sense. But you folks, take your kids out trick-or-treating. Watch them. Stay off the phone. Pay attention to them. And I think, who's a fan of the mall trick-or-treating, where you take the kids in a mall and they go store to store? Something about that, I don't know.
Well, there's a new thing that started, I think, about 8 or 10 years ago. I have friends.
Hey, look who's here, everybody. Tim Woodburn.
You might call me out. He don't like me anymore.
Who?
Anyway, you. Anyway,
what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, hold on. What do you mean anymore?
Because he keeps interrupting me. I can't get a sentence out.
When you said I don't like you anymore. Blah, blah. I said I don't like you anymore. What do you mean anymore? I never did like you.
Oh.
Not really.
Then you like me even less than you used to. How about that?
Okay. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your story?
Schools have a event called Trunk or Treat, in which the students go around in the parking lot of their particular school, and all of the parents open up their trunks, and they just kind of go around and trick-or-treat in a safe environment in a parking lot. And that, like Dan was saying, usually does occur on the Saturday before Thanksgiving, in case weather's bad or people just don't want to go into
before Halloween,
get candy from strangers because they're freaked out about that. They want to get candy from people in their own school, their own church, or whatever. So it's actually a pretty common thing now.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not going to say it's a bad idea. It's not my place. If you like it, and that's what you want to do. But to me, the whole going house to house thing, that's the trick or treat experience. Because a lot of people really go all out and they come to the door in like a witch's costume or a big old bowl of a cauldron type bowl with dry ice in it. It looks like the fog is coming out of it. And they'll do the porch with cobwebs. I don't know. I just think when you're a kid running around at night door to door, and even if your parents are on the street watching, that's the fun of it. Trunk to trunk in a parking lot. Okay.
Trunk or treat. Yeah, it's like churches do it now. It's like all kinds of organizations will do a trunk or treat.
I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to
criticize it. Some of the churches will have their gym open, or the schools will have their gym open, and then they'll have food there and stuff for the parents and everything. And then you can steal your kids' candy, too.
And, of course, a new thing that only occurred. I usually help friends of mine give out candy at their houses on Halloween. I don't like to do it from my house, but I'll go over to a friend's house and help them give out candy and sit around the fire pit and smoke cigars with the guys while the moms, you know, take their kids around. And unbeknownst to me, this certainly never happened when I was a kid. Of course, my parents never escorted me, but apparently a lot of houses these days have alcohol stations on their driveways where they send the kids up to the top of the driveway to get the get the candy, while there's an adult at the bottom of the driveway handing out shots of Fireball and Jameson and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's like an all-around event now.
I like that idea.
Well, see, Limey, I disagree with you. I don't like that idea. I don't like the idea of loading up parents with alcohol when they're supposed to be watching their kids at night, because some people are irresponsible. And just like the kids can't get enough candy, if a parent goes to 4, 5, 6 of those houses and has a fireball shot or whatever, they become a little bit incapacitated. And they're really supposed to be in charge of their kids on what could be a dangerous night sometimes. I don't.
Trick or treat. Smell my food.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not really a drinker, so I have a bit of a problem with alcohol. If there was never a drop of alcohol served again in this country, it wouldn't bother me at all. I wouldn't miss it because I rarely take a drink, but it's just too bad it's so cold, because that really does take the fun out of it. My son, my second son, who has a son, they're going out tonight. They have a golf cart, and they use it in the summer to take the neighborhood kids over to the pool. They have a subdivision pool, and LED lights are inexpensive anymore, and so they bought a light kit put on the golf cart. So when they go down the street now, it's flashing all these LED lights. I think that's a great
idea. That's cool.
Golf cart your kid through the neighborhood, and they live in a huge subdivision. There have to be 1,000 homes in this, because it's a subdivision that has subdivisions within the subdivision, like section, you know, the east section or the west. So. My goodness, that kid should come home with bags of candy tonight.
And the neighborhood is also a key factor in where you trick or treat, because I live in Eureka, and I live on the north side of 44, which is sort of the middle class section of Eureka. But on the south side of 44 in Eureka, there's a neighborhood called The Legends, and all the houses are like $650,000 or more. Yeah. And they have their own private golf course, their own private country club. And I actually have people in my neighborhood get in a car and go over into that neighborhood to trick or treat for their kids, because the people over there get off their wallets and they give out full size candy bars full bags of popcorn instead of these little, you know, say these little knuckle size, you know, Snickers bars you can eat in 1 second.
Hey, that not only is that not uncommon, I think it's pretty smart. I mean, if you're going to run your kid around, throw him in the SUV or whatever, take him over there where, you know, the rich people are. I take my kids to Ledoux, for goodness sakes.
I used to do that with Alyssa. We'd get in the car and go. Alyssa was little.
Was it yesterday? Yeah, that somebody was talking about. Was it Mike Evans or somebody talking about these homes? Wealthy people gave each kid a $5 bill or something.
I think that was Mike.
Yeah.
See, that's nice and generous, but I don't think kids get excited the way they would over, like you said, a full-size Hershey bar. It's Halloween. It's not, you know, let's go out and collect money for the Salvation Army. It's supposed to be about candy. And I think there's a great commercial, and I forgot what it's for. That's why it's not a good commercial, because I don't remember who sponsored it, but it's a bunch of kids, and they're obviously all friends from the same neighborhood, and they've come in, it's after Halloween, they come in and they have their bags of candy, and it's like a poker game. They sit around and one kid pushes out 5 Reese's cups, and another kid goes, I'll call that and raise you 3 M&M's. It's really pretty
now,
funny.
The funnest part of Halloween for me, and if you Google this, it's hilarious, because I just Googled it now. If you Google Jimmy Kimmel Halloween, what'll come up on the first 10 options is Jimmy Kimmel Halloween 2018, Jimmy Kimmel Halloween 2017, Jimmy Kimmel Halloween 2016. He's been doing this for about 10 years, and he encourages these parents to send in videos the day after Halloween and tell their kids that they ate all their Halloween candy while they slept at night.
And then
to get their reaction.
Cruel.
No, let me tell you something. It's cruel. It's some of the funniest video I have ever seen in my life, because these little kids, anywhere from 3 to 10 years old, react in basically one of 3 ways. They start bawling, crying, and objects go flying, and missiles start flying, and they go into a complete ultimate temper tantrum. Or you get these other kids that are 5 years old, and they get this sad look on their face, and they're like, "That's okay, mommy. I hope you liked it."
Oh yeah.
You know, and they like feel you're just amazed that a child that age can show that level of maturity.
And some kids will go, "Why did you do that?
Oh,
why would you?"
Well, I'm sure it's funny to watch, but I don't think it's a funny idea at all. I don't like Jimmy Kimmel at all, so I'm sort of prejudiced there. But I don't know. I've never been a fan of doing something that some people could call cruel just for a quick reaction of a kid, even if right after you go, okay, just kidding. I don't know. It just doesn't, that doesn't seem funny to me. But I'm sure I would laugh at some of the videos of some of the kids. It's just not something that, that I would do. Now here's a, I don't know if it's interesting or not. I don't remember ever in my life wearing a costume. I put a mask on when I was a kid. You know, a mask with the rubber band and the cheap mask with stapled rubber band thing on either side of it. But I never have worn like a real costume. Does anybody not have here one of those, ever?
Oh yeah, one of those costumes that you would pull up over, and then they have that little tie on the top. It's like they're cheap. They're cheap.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they would actually fit over coats.
We never actually did Halloween or trick-or-treating or anything like that when I was a kid over there. Now it's huge. Like, all my friends that have kids go out there and they take their kids trick-or-treating, but nope, we never did anything like
I
that.
I have an uncle who is about, he's at least 70 years old, and he's a big Trump fan, and he thinks all these politicians that get chastised for wearing blackface back in the day, he thinks it's ridiculous that they're suffering the consequences now for things they did 30, 40 years ago. So he and his wife play bingo. He's my Uncle Leon. I always joke that he's the last white Leon, that everybody, he's the last white guy ever named Leon. And he went to a bingo parlor with my aunt. He posted a picture on Facebook, and he won the costume contest because he's a white guy, and he went in whiteface.
Whiteface?
He painted white all over his face with a white gown, and he went painted in whiteface, and he won the contest.
Oh my God. See, that's funny. I think that's funny.
I think it's hilarious.
Way to go, Leon. I think it's very creative. And who's going to get mad at it? No. Look, if a black person went out in blackface, they would get, all kinds of criticism. They would. Even though if anybody should be able to do it, it should be them. But they would still, the heat would be on. I thought about this the last couple of days. I remember putting on a mask a couple of times. Because I think if you're going to go trick-or-treating, you can't just like go as a grade school kid or something. So I would do a hat and a fake mustache, but not a real costume. And these people that start planning and making costumes in August or something, I got to tell you, I'm impressed by that, because I've seen some stuff that just blew me away. I think that must have taken a year to make that thing. But you have to be naturally like a craftsperson or creative person, know how to sew, have the ability. You know those parents in school, like if you ever had a science project, there's always that kid who's like this dad's an architect or something, and they just made everybody else look horrible because their science project was so professional and slick.
But the wasn't supposed to help.
No, it's not supposed to help, like the Pinewood Derby. You know what the Pinewood Derby is? Yes. The Cub Scouts?
Yeah.
I was a Cub Scout. So you build these little cars that are made from, they hand you a block of pine wood. It's just a block. And you're supposed to take it home and with whatever tools you have, turn it into a little race car, and then they put them on a ramp and they race them. Every year, there's at least one kid who shows up with a car. It looks like Mattel made it. And it's the slickest. It's not fair. And the kid didn't make it. Daddy is a carpenter or a home builder.
An engineer.
It's not fair. But be careful tonight, folks, and Halloween. And here's the other thing. My grandson, weeks ago, went ahead and ordered online a wolf head. And I'm going to tell you, when he slips it over his head, it's the most realistic. The teeth, it's like a wolf. But most of these masks, the eye holes are not big enough. They're just not. And the kid can't see. And they could run out in front of a car. Take some scissors and make the eye holes bigger. I remember doing that not only when I was a kid for myself, but for my kids, because I don't know. Some kids' heads are bigger than others, and sometimes a kid will put a mask on, and it's hard to even line up the eye holes because it's not a good fit. So cut them out, make them bigger, let them see, and let them have a good time tonight. And these parents that go nuts because, well, kids already eat too much sugar. Shut up. It's Halloween night. When you're a kid, you can eat candy. You have to eat a bunch of it every day. It's one night a year. Let them eat the candy and be quiet. That's what it's all about, is how much candy you can get and eat, except for the ones you can't stand. And every bag has that candy that nobody wants. And I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know why adults would put Fig Newton. What kid really loves Fig Newtons?
That's the parent.
Can't be many.
Just like, you know, doesn't really have anything in their cupboards, and they didn't have time to stop. So here goes some Fig Newtons.
No, and they're also older people who've never had kids. They don't have a clue what kids like. My mom and dad, who were horrible grandparents, they were, at Christmas, every year, they gave my kids something they absolutely had no interest in. I don't think they ever gave my kids anything they wanted, because they didn't bother. Like anything, any cheap, crappy toy at the dollar store. No. A toy that was an off-brand, not popular, just no kid would want it. They bought it because it was cheap. And they sat there waiting when my kids would open the presents, expecting them to go, "Oh, man, Grandpa, thank you." So, no, they just stared at it and usually said, "What is this?" They didn't even know what it was. No, they didn't know what it was. But they didn't bother to check and see, hey, folks, it's easy to just go find out what toys are popular with kids today. Or go in Five Below or the dollar store and ask any clerk, what is it that people are buying for kids that kids really like this year? They'll know. Rather than just get some random crap they don't want. And now we're getting more into Christmas and gifts, and this was supposed to be about Halloween. But let's just one more time around the room.
We have a guest
and then
on the phone.
We're going to get right to him. But one more time around the room. If you're a kid, but used your preferences today, what you like today, if every parent gave you only one candy, what is the candy you want? Limey, what is it?
Skittles.
The candy. Oh, my goodness, that's the last thing I'd pick.
Yeah,
Dan?
Skittles.
Payday.
Tim?
I'd have to say Rolos.
Oh, I love Rolos.
Yeah, Rolos are good.
Rolos with cold milk, they're really good. And I told you before, almond M&Ms. And now, let's go to the guy who I know tonight at his house will probably be giving out. You know what he ought to do is give out key fobs, but only one actually opens and unlocks a car, and then those parents get a free car.
You know,
just a suggestion.
I actually researched yesterday when you guys were talking about this. There is a Chevrolet candy available on Amazon.
I knew it.
Really?
I knew
it's
it.
It's only in the wrapper, but I mean, it's all the different makes and models that share. You can hand out Chevrolet wrapped candy.
Whoa. There you go. I knew it. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who right now is probably online seeing if he can get that shipped in the next 2 hours, Johnny Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you all today?
We're great. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. What a great day, huh?
I think it is. I know people that hate Halloween. I love Halloween. Even though nobody comes out where we live, I still like it. I still like the idea of it. And I know it's senseless, but I don't know. When you're a kid, it's a great... It's next to Christmas is probably every kid's favorite holiday is Halloween.
It is. I mean, we talk about how much fun we had as kids. And you gotta grab an old pillowcase, right?
That's what we used. We always used a pillowcase.
Grab a pillowcase, you know. I mean, just, you know, and then you try to fill it, and then I'd try to steal my sister's candy because the girls always got more candy than the guys.
Yeah.
And I always had the same outfit. I would go as a hobo, right? We had that term, and I'd get a pillow and I'd strap that to my gut and grab one of my dad's shirt and his pants and a jacket. And my mom would draw like a beard on me, and I'd one time I grabbed one of his cigars, and it had a plastic wrapper on it, but I was chewing on it so much, it was starting to seep through, and I think I almost threw up trying to get through trick-or-treating. But it was always cold when we were young.
I mean, it seems like there are more cold nights than nice nights. It does. I remember more sort of drizzly, miserable cold nights than 55 or 60 degree nights. So when you had a fake beard or mustache as a hobo, what did you use to put the beard on? What would you paint your face with?
I don't know. My mom put it on, so probably, I don't know, whatever.
Mascara?
Eyebrow or mascara. Yes.
You know what we used? We used burnt cork. If you take a piece of cork and light it and let it burn a while and then put it out, it makes great hobo beard black or mustache black. Burnt cork. It works and it washes off.
What about the stubble?
There you go. Well, you can make stubble if you want. You just don't put as much of it on there. Hobo is a good,
hobo's got a good look. Stubble.
I do remember one time going as, I guess I was supposed to be a hobo. And all it was, like you said, was a cigar, a fake cigar, and a hat, an old beat-up old hat, and sort of a scruffy, unshaven look, and that's kind of it. You're a hobo.
That's it. That's
an easy one.
As a matter of fact, right now, since the opening of duck season is Saturday, I'm not going to shave for a few days. You know, my first couple of days I'm not shaving, I mean, I look like I'm about 90 years old because it's all white. But then after about a week, it looks pretty good, I think. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm thinking about a beard one more time before I die, growing one more beard.
Well, I'm going to talk about before you die. I mean, you're going to live into your 90s.
Well, because I can't grow it after I die.
You're in great shape.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to Dan?
Hey, I got on Facebook. I checked out those dance routines.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Amy and I both did. Yeah, you worked hard on that. You're looking good. You're pretty.
We did do 9 months of dance lessons, and I will tell you, for a guy who doesn't exercise, that's the closest I've come to having an exercise routine, because if you dance for an hour, you're beat. It's exhausting. So, thank you. I'm glad you looked at it.
Why don't you keep that up? Keep going.
Oh, we are. No, we are. I've already told her. I'm going to book more dance lessons. I want to keep that going because I don't want it to just be for a wedding. It's too much work and too much money in it, and I want to keep up with it. I'm going to keep dancing. There's a country bar in St. Louis. I'm not going to name them because I'm not in the business of giving, you know, free advertising, but they've been around a long, long time, and it's the real deal. A lot of people smoke and, you know, country bands, and people dress for the evening, boots, cowboy hats, and we're going to go. We've never been there. We're going to go do a little Texas two-step, and then I'm going to seek out a couple of places, and there are some in St. Louis where they have a big band and swing dance stuff. So, no, I'm not going to let it die out. It's just too much work into it, and I'd like to get better.
Yeah, Mimi and I talk about, when we finally have a wedding, a Landolf wedding, we're going to take that. You've inspired us. We're going to take dance lessons. We're going to get out.
Good for you.
Cut the rug and, you know, make
good sure for you, man. Good for you. And you know what? You'll both be good.
I don't want to stand in ovation, though. I don't want people like standing up and woohoo. Like, no, come on. This isn't about us. This is about our son and his wife, you know. But
for the duration of that one dance, it is about you, and you should accept the ovation. And here's the other thing. You and Mimi, I think, would be fantastic dancers because you're both really in good shape. In my case, only one of us is in good shape. You guys, I think you guys would really be able to dance. I do.
She's in great shape. I'm in okay shape, all right? I mean, you know.
Yeah, here's the other thing. You're going to be surprised.
When they see us running, they're like, how come Mimi looks so fresh and she's smiling? We honk, she waves, and you look like you're about to die. I'm like, I feel like I'm about to die the way, you know, especially when it's too hot out to run.
You're going to be real surprised how much you like it if you take dance lessons. After about 3 or 4 lessons, because that's all it takes to really feel like, hey, you know what? We can dance. And then after that, it's just adding steps. But you're going to be really surprised how much you like. Dan, you used to dance. Your mom was a dance instructor. Didn't you like it? You liked it, didn't you?
I love dancing, yeah.
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 Why did we all quit dancing? Our parents used to go out on the weekends, and there'd be a band, and they would dance.
We didn't quit. Most of us never started. Most people have never danced except just stand up and move around. Most people have never had a dance lesson. But you'll be surprised. If you can keep time to music, da, 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 if you can do that, you can probably dance.
You can dance.
Yep.
All right.
I think it's great that you're going to do that.
1, 2, 3, back to 3, rock step.
Yeah.
But, all right, well, it's the last day of the month. It's Halloween. And AM and the PM crowd, we will, even though we normally close at 6 o'clock on a Thursday. We're probably not going to get out of there at 6 o'clock tonight. We've already sold about 10 or 11 vehicles, which is a really, really good day for us on a Thursday. And so, man, deals are unbelievable. And, you know, we might even have a little candy there at the dealership for you.
All right.
PM crowd, huh? Kidding
hey,
me?
All right. Hey, John, and someone just called, too, and said that they saw a... They saw a sign on 70, and he said, coming soon, Johnny Londoff.
Yeah. We'll talk about that when we get closer. Right now, it's about the big mothership. It's about, well, thank you, Dan, but it's about Johnny Londoff Chevrolet in beautiful Florissant, Missouri, where all the AM and the PM crowd, God, we love them. We love you, AM and the PM crowd, because, by the way, Mimi Londoff and I are both AM and the PM. Oh. And as a matter of fact, we're driving back from Wild Rose Kennels in Oxford, Mississippi. We're almost home. She's at the wheel, obviously, and she won't say hi. She's I don't know why she's really not shy. But we're listening to the program on the app, and it's now we get on the radio. It's unbelievable. You guys are so funny. You really are.
Which ones are you talking to when you say that? You talking to Tim and Limey?
I'm talking to you. And that was so, funny when Tim goes, why are you, not nice to me anymore? You're like, what do you mean nice to you anymore? I've never been nice to you.
Hey, why were you down at the kennel? I mean, did you have to take Drake for a refresher course or something?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been sitting around, laying around, sunning outside, you know, by the pool. He jumps into that pool, and we work with him retrieving. Now the pool got covered up the other day, and he'll probably look at the cover going, whoa, what happened here? Where's my play area? So he's got plenty of water at Wing Chute Farms to run around in and retrieve ducks. And Sunday afternoon will be his first duck hunt. Saturday morning I'll be duck hunting with a couple of my buddies, and unfortunately I won't be bringing Drake because it's pitch dark in the morning, and he's still a young retriever, but... Man, we worked with him, trainer Blake Henderson. And Blake's, he's from Mississippi, so he talks Southern. So I'm wondering, since he was raised in Mississippi, if I need to start talking Southern when I'm giving Drake a command. And I'm like,
I think you should. And I know you can bird hunt without a dog. Can you duck hunt without a dog? I'm guessing no.
It's a lot of work. It really is.
You just gotta go get the ducks
and
yourself.
And the big mallards, the big Drake mallards even the hens, which I don't like to shoot hens. I love to shoot those, harvest those big, beautiful greenhead mallards. They're tough. I mean, you've got to really get a good shot to drop them. Normal, they're still in the water, and they can get down into the water and start to swim. And, a good duck dog, is worth its weight in gold, man, especially at my age. You know, getting out there and playing in the water, it's not really a whole lot of fun when you're 61. I was 31, but
do you hunt for anything else except duck, turkey? I think you turkey hunt, right?
Yeah, I turkey hunt in Owensville with my buddy Chris Lenauer, Pioneer Trust, and great guy, unbelievable hunter, and he's taught me a lot. And then I like to pheasant hunt, but I haven't been to South Dakota in a few years. But Mitchell, South Dakota is like the capital of the U.S., there's a great club called Blackhawk Club in the Old Monroe.
I've heard of that. I've actually heard of that. That's a great place.
You want to go?
I'll tell you what I would do with you. I will go pheasant, chucker, one or both with you, because the weather's usually nice. Here's the only hunting I've ever done. I've been pheasant and chucker hunting and rabbit hunting. Rabbit hunting is tough because rabbits are fast. I mean, they're fast, and it's cold. It's just cold. Right. I would do the pheasant chucker because the couple of times I've done it, I really enjoyed it, and I was lucky enough to have somebody with us who had two great dogs, and man, is that fun to watch.
That's Blackhawk Club, Greg Palmer and his team, and then all the, because, they have a guide, and the guide has two dogs, sometimes three, and I tell you, watching those dogs work are as much fun as it is, bringing down a pheasant or a chucker, and then it's just a lot of fun. It is.
We'll do that. We will absolutely do that. Yeah,
what's a chucker?
It's a bird. It's a beautiful bird. Explain it to him, John. What's the difference between a chucker and a pheasant?
Like a big partridge. So it's just a larger bird. Great tasting, as a matter of fact.
They're both big birds. They're not small.
So you're only supposed to shoot the male because the females could be mothers.
Right. The roosters. So when you're doing wild pheasant hunting and you're in a row and then you've got people on the corners and you've got people that are blockers, they're at the very end. So you're rushing those birds, you know, through the corn, and then you have to yell rooster, okay, or hen. You do not shoot a hen. It's a.
How do you know fly. Though? If it flies up in the air, how in the world do you know?
You can tell. I mean, the rooster's got these unbelievable, beautiful colors, and their
and
head,
a wiener,
longer tail.
You can see that up in the air.
Yeah, that's what Dan would be looking for. I want to see that pheasant wiener.
I didn't shoot because I didn't see a bird with a penis.
Oh my God, you guys are so funny. But maybe come on, say hi. Oh my God, you put her hand up. She's so cute.
What?
All right, we're having a great time listening to y'all. So look what happened. I was down in Mississippi for not even 24 hours, and I come back with y'all. Because, man, they're so nice down there. But they say, y'all, how y'all doing? Y'all.
They're nice, and they're not in a hurry. You ever notice that? Oh. They're never in a hurry.
Never in a hurry. But, man, they are so stinking nice. Sometimes you have to say, I'm sorry, but what did you say? And they know right away, you know, that you're from the north. Because, you know, you talk to them, we talk funny. I think they
the last time I was in Tennessee, because that's where my parents lived until, you know, my mother died and my dad lived there, except for the last couple of years. He was still in Tennessee. So we'd go down to Tennessee, and the last time I went down there, I went into a little grocery store to get something, and there's only one other person in front of me checking out at the grocery store. And here's pretty much what the conversation was between the cashier and the customer. The cashier says, now I'm kind of in a hurry because up here we tend to be in more of a hurry than they are down there. So the cashier says to the customer, she says, I heard your sister had been in the hospital. Don't play that music. It messes up the story. I heard your sister was in the hospital. Is everything okay? And the other woman said, oh, she's fine. She just came home yesterday. You know her gallbladder. And they keep going through this whole, and I'm just thinking, I'd like to check out. I'd like to go. They were not in any, and even the cashier, she saw me, but she was not going to rush this conversation. And how is your sister? Is she all right? Yeah, she's fine. You know, my husband just got on down at the Arsenal. I got a job done. And I just want to go, excuse me, can I just check out and you can fit? But that's the South. They're not in a hurry.
Yeah.
And they,
yeah.
In little towns, always want to know everybody's business. That's just the South.
Do you want paper or plastic?
I'll take a little of both, because I'm bisexual.
She finally turned to me. She says, I'm sorry, hon. Did you want... Yeah, she finally acknowledged me after they'd had this long conversation. What is that phone number? I can never remember it.
So I'll tell you, the trainer, Blake Henderson at Wild Rose Kennels, he called
me... That's what I'm going to get it.
He called me Mr. Johnny. Now, Mr. Johnny, I'm like, Blake, it's just Johnny. Oh, yeah, okay, it's just part of my thing, Miss Johnny. So I start calling him Mr. Drake, Mr. Blake. Mr. Blake, you're doing a good job with Drake. And I didn't call the dog Mr. Drake. He's our Labrador Retriever. But our phone number, Frank, it's Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Landolf.com. LONDOFF. Landolf.com. Mm. Yes, sir.
If you get pulled over by the cops, use that accent, because I think they go easier on somebody they think is from, you know, their part of the country.
You can hear Mimi in the background. After she's driving, she will not get a ticket. You kidding me? What cop would ever give this adorable young lady a ticket? You kidding me?
I do think you have an advantage if you're a woman and you get pulled over. I do. Mm-hmm. I just, if I were a cop, you'd have an advantage with me. All right, John, safely, and we will talk Monday.
I can't wait.
Have a great Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, Frank, we just had a request on the request line for Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Well, we're going to play it. We're about to play it. We're going to play it. In fact, we're going to play it right now. Let me set it up. It's a guy named Dennis Morgan. We're the only show in St. Louis that every year, whether you like it or not, at least once, we play Pumpkinhead Harvey. And it's divisive because some people hate it and some people love it. I don't think there's any in between. So for the kids out there and for the adults who like it, even though they're not kids, ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Morgan and the song we have played for 30 years, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Hi kids, it's Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. Look in the sky, it's a big yellow moon. Halloween time is coming soon. It's the season of the goblins and the witches on brooms.
And Pumpkinhead Harvey.
From the cold, dark ground, Pumpkinhead resurrects. He's grouchy and scary and hungry as heck. You better check the bushes by the neighbor's doorstep and watch out.
Try to crank it up a little bit. It sounds low to me.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. He's got fire in his eyes and sharp, jagged teeth. And kids, do you know what he likes to eat? They say his favorite thing is children who trick or treat.
Says Pumpkinhead Harvey.
I heard a story once, not to cause you no fear, but old Pumpkinhead snapped at a kid who got too near, and it turned him bright orange from his toes to his ears.
It's the curse of Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. Well, he likes kids dressed in funny old hats. Pirates and cowboys and black cape bats. White sheety ghosts and Dracula masks. You can't hide from Pumpkinhead Harvey.
No way.
Ones who wear fake noses and goblin gowns with big waxy teeth that stick way out. Monkey suits, army boots, and Baskerville hounds. He loves them all, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Oh, yes.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. So if you gotta go out trick-or-treating tonight, don't get too close or he'll take a bite. Remember, he's got a big appetite, and he's waiting out there for you.
Oh, yes.
But hey, don't worry if you keep your mouth shut tight. I'll tell you a secret that'll save your life. It's only kids who eat candy that he likes.
All the ones who don't go free. Don't eat any candy, kids.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine.
Go on, eat some candy. I dare ya. It tastes so sweet after you eat candy. Come on, I dare ya. Come over here. Come here. I dare you to eat some candy.
Hey, Daddy. Where does Pumpkinhead go when Halloween passes by? Does he just disappear? Does he die?
Well, I don't know, Junior. Have another piece of pumpkin pie. Forget about Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Easier said than done.
can fade it right out, Limey. That is Dennis Morgan. And Dan, were you around? Do you remember when he brought Pumpkinhead Harvey into the studio?
Yes. Yeah.
It was in a box like you would bring a cobra, and we're almost afraid for him to open it. Look at, and there was this, pumpkin looking thing. It was a head. And I've always been envious of these people. And let me say this too. I'm just glad. This is one of the things about living in America that over the years has not changed. You put jack-o'-lantern on the porch. It's the same as it was in the 50s, except for, parents on cell phones and stuff. But I'm always envious of these people that when they carve a pumpkin, it looked like Picasso did it or something. You know what I'm talking about? Like it was, beyond belief that you could take a pumpkin and carve it into something that's spectacular.
I'm not exaggerating. I saw a pumpkin that was posted on Facebook earlier today, and somebody had actually carved in the face of Jesus the pumpkin, and it looked like him.
No, they can do it. There are people that can do that. And with us, it was always, two triangle eyes and then a triangle nose and some zigzag jaggedy teeth. That was it. That's it. And, with LED lights, forget the old candle days. You put even those light sticks, you break them and they light up. Man, you put a couple of those inside there and it's pretty neat. And I think everybody, when it's over, you just throw the pumpkin away. We used to shoot them. We'd take them out in the yard and just blow them up with shotguns and stuff because I used it as an example to my kids what would happen if you ever point a gun at somebody and it goes off, and I'd say, watch what happens to this pumpkin. And I'm going to tell you something. It made an impression on them because when that thing starts blown to smithereens, it's a pretty good, demonstration of how powerful a gun is. So Dennis Morgan from Nashville, Tennessee, you can still find Pumpkinhead. You folks who want it tonight, just go on YouTube. Limey, isn't that where you guys get YouTube?
Yeah, just YouTube, first one that came up.
Type in Pumpkinhead Harvey, and there it is. Now, I don't know if you can download it on iTunes or not. I've never tried. We have, folks, record cold temperatures today and yesterday in a place called Peter Sinks, Utah. I've never heard of it. Like the name Peter Sinks, S-I-N-K-S. Hmm. Yesterday morning, it was 45 below zero. That's not wind chill. That was the temperature there. Record cold, 30 to 50 degrees below what it normally is in these places. It was in Big Piney, Wyoming, yesterday morning. It was minus 24. And Denver has already dropped to 18 degrees, which for Denver this time of year is extremely cold. So they said 30 to 50 degrees below normal. Global warming. That's all I know. That's all I can think
of. Well, I thought I read something today that said today St. Louis was actually colder than some city in Alaska. They were 41 degrees and we were down at 33.
There you go. I have to do a quick bit of business, and then it is it's 4 o'clock, and it's Scott Sherman Day. So if you have a legal question, he's all yours, free of charge in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll give you the numbers right after the news. First Community Credit Union will once again this Saturday be the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale, 7 to 9 o'clock. Make a note of it somehow. Set an alarm, 7 to 9 o'clock Saturday morning, right here, 590 The Fan, the original yard sale. One sponsor, so no commercials, except 4 times an hour. Every 15 minutes, you will hear about the people who make that thing possible and have for many, many years, and that's First Community Credit Union. And every year, toward the end of the year, around November, and I'm sure they'll do it again, they call me and they go, well, any change in the yard sale? Any change in the sponsorship price? And I say, not at all. And they go, well, we're in for another year. And they've done that for several years, so we can't thank them enough for that. Congratulations again, Waterloo, Illinois. You have the newest branch of First Community Credit Union out in front of Walmart on North Route 3 in Waterloo. And folks, you're banking somewhere. You are. So unless you really have a great reason, you probably don't, would you just consider changing where you do your banking? your car loans, your home loans, all the usual stuff, credit card, debit card, checking, all of that. I think you'll be really glad you did because they have very competitive rates, and it's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Stay where you are. We're glad you're with us. Scott Sherman in the next hour. He'll take the whole hour to help you out with your legal questions. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. The House is approving a Democratic resolution to take new steps toward the impeachment of President Trump. It authorizes public hearings, which will be televised, and the release of depositions that have already been given behind closed doors. House Judiciary